Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to your Giants News Roundup for Monday, January 17th. Ed Valentine of Big Blue View here. The Giants today concluded their first round of interviews for their vacant general manager position. On Monday, they interviewed Ran Carthon and Adam Peters of the San Francisco 49ers. They have also interviewed Joe Shane of the Buffalo Bills, Adrian Wilson and Quentin Harris of the Arizona Cardinals, Ryan Poles of the Kansas City Chiefs, Ryan Cowden and Monty Ossenfort of the Tennessee Titans, Joe Hortiz of the Baltimore Ravens. That makes nine candidates interviewed in round one for the Giants. We believe that that is going to be it for the Giants in the first round. Now we wait to find out who will get second interviews. Most likely candidates would be Poles from Kansas City, Hortiz from the Ravens, perhaps Ossenfort from the Titans, Joe Shane of the Buffalo Bills. Lots of speculation about Shane perhaps bringing Buffalo offensive coordinator Brian Daboll with him, which is a pairing that a lot of people like. Perhaps also Adam Peters of the 49ers, who just interviewed today. Guy who gets lots and lots of credit for the draft work done by the 49ers. Also, you know, over the course of the last week or so, we've heard a lot of good things about the interview that Shane had with the Giants, about Hortiz, about Ossenfort as well. So we'll find out what happens in the next few days. Interesting note from Tom Rock of Newsday on Monday afternoon that the Giants obviously are one of eight teams that has a head coach opening, other than the Raiders, who appear to be giving that job to interim head coach Rick Bisaccia. The Giants are the only one that has yet to start interviewing head coach candidates. Co-owner John Mara has said that he wants whoever the new GM is to lead that search. But it does put the Giants behind just a little bit in terms of interviews for candidates. If teams begin to hire head coaches, you wonder just how patient the Giants are going to be, especially if reports that they are really interested in Brian Flores, former Miami coach, and Daboll from Buffalo. If those reports are accurate, you wonder just how patient the Giants are going to be able to be here. Anyway, looks like round one is over, and we will be waiting for news on who the candidates will be that will get second interviews. We'll bring you all of that at Big Blue View. Please check out our story stream that lists all of the news information, rumors on the GM search. We also have a story stream up on the head coaching search as well. So please check that out. Please also subscribe to Big Blue View on YouTube. Subscribe on your favorite podcast applications if you're listening to us on a podcast. Thank you, as always, for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.